Looking for inspiration? You've come to the right place. The Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today from Johannesburg, South Africa, is Michelle Douglas. Her lift is titled, The Affluence of Divine Love.
During Johannesburg's ongoing water crisis, our home faced a familiar challenge. Living at the top of an incline, we are often the first to lose water when municipal supply fails. After 8 days without water, in the middle of a heatwave, our backup supply water tank was empty, and I had little means to purchase water, a very expensive option which many folk are forced to rely on. What shifted for me was not the circumstances, it was my thinking about them. I had been approaching the problem as though supply was something that could be contained or limited. Yet, as I turned to what I have studied in Christian Science, I understood more clearly that supply, understood spiritually, is not a material commodity subject to infrastructure failures. It is a quality of divine love, which is always present. Love is a biblical name for God. Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, writes in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures that love fills all space. Eddy says elsewhere that the infinitude of love is enough. How could love, filling all space, be enough and lacking at the same time? It's not possible. The work, then, was not to petition God to send something which was missing, but to refuse to accept absence as the truth of the situation. As I held to this, I stopped arguing with the appearance of lack and began recognizing the fullness of love that was already present. Hagar, Abraham's wife Sarah's handmaiden, found herself alone in the wilderness with her son and out of water. They were ready to die. As she prayed, God opened her eyes to a well of water already there. I could expect to see this fullness in my experience too, in whatever form was right for me. Shortly thereafter, a municipal water tanker, an uncommon sight in our road, arrived outside. A man alighted the vehicle, asking if anyone wanted water. He proceeded to fill our 5,000-litre water tank freely, without charging us anything. And then he stayed around to help our neighbours, too. This met our need perfectly. True supply was never absent. It needed a change of thought, not a change of circumstances, to be seen.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.